Howard, and then Dave.
So we've heard a lot about cryo, tofu, HIFU, everything else in the world. And we approach, you know, in the oncology world, we approach it as a phase one, phase two, phase three trial. So I think you've done an excellent job. You've defined a population. You've set criteria. In order to not be so economically driven, and another example would be the pressure now to, you know, patients asking for robotics, whether or not it's indicated, how would you see developing this so you can say that this is an advance over the previous techniques? I think you've established the safety. But how would you set up the trial mechanisms to say that we, in fact, have a new potential standard approach for selected patients who have locally persistent disease?
Again, I think it would have to be a randomized trial, that you would have to have two groups of patients. You'd have to define what other options you're going to give them. You know, I mean, basically looking at it, you'd have to standardize your cryo technique. You'd have to standardize what you're going to do to stage them and basically set it up along those lines. Who you're going to get into it, again, there's a number of people out there who are doing it. I agree completely with you. It needs to be a prospective study because retrospective is hypothesis generating, as you said, but doesn't prove anything.
So Michael might want to relate the experience he had when he wanted to ask the question about 3D conformal in a national randomized trial. So initially that didn't go forward because the techniques of radiation therapy delivery were not standardized. It took, what, about 2 or 3 years to develop that? And I would argue that it's critical that, in fact, this be done. Because it appears that there will be a place for this, but it's not going to be for everybody. So if you can define the patients in whom a salvage surgery may not be the best option, and it certainly seems to be a lot less morbid, you've done a major service.
But just like it has been said, cryotherapy was something that everybody went away for a weekend, and they froze chickens, and they came back, and suddenly they were all cryotherapists. And it was the same as the brachytherapist. You went away for a weekend and you stuck a few seeds into something and you came back and, oh, we can all do it. And it's just not true. There are people who are superb cryotherapists. There are people who are superb brachytherapists. And your point is exactly correct. It needs to be standardized and it needs to be the leaders in the field.
So do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would love to set it up. We have the people who could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Katz has been leading this field for, you know.
And we have a cryo machine that's been sitting collecting dust for God knows how long.
Dave?
Well, a lot of good comments. That's an excellent presentation by Tom. A couple of your comments, Howie, that actually CLGB or ECOG tried a trial with salvage prostatectomy, just a registration trial, they couldn't accrue. We have no trials randomizing surgery to radiation, and I don't think we're going to have a trial of salvage prostatectomy versus cryo. I think that you're right about standardizations. We had a consensus meeting at the AUA this year and got together the experts in the room and said, hey, this is how you should do it. These are what the outcomes should be. This should be the entry criteria, and hopefully that'll be published soon. And I think that's about as good as we're going to get for a while.
Which would be, in itself, tremendous.
Yeah, and I agree with you. That's why we did that. I got involved with cryo 15 years ago, and this is regarding your comment, Howard, about long-term follow-up. We did 100 cases, and most of them were radiation failures. We stopped doing them because of significant complications. And I think that was related to the machinery that we had, the urethral warmer, the size of the probes, the monitoring, and everything else. But I can tell you that even some of these miserable people that we did 15 years ago, and we're going to write this up now with that long of data, that we have a pretty significant group that are not failing. So I think we have some long-term data on this. And I've done a lot of salvage prostatectomies, too, and I could say the same thing about them. And I agree with Craig that we've gotten better at salvage prostatectomies also.
I think the patient who's referred is different, too.
Yeah.
You know, the patients who we were referring for cryo, and I actually stopped because of the complications, were bulky primary tumors, yeah. And you're seeing fewer of those. So the same way, if you look at the old salvage prostatectomy data, if you operate on patients who were not surgical candidates when they first presented, it's hard to expect them to do well in the salvage setting.
You can't take somebody that was not a candidate for cure with radiation to begin with
right, and then
make him a candidate for cure later with a salvage procedure.